AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Two people are dead following the crash of a small plane in Florida.
Domingo Galicia weeping for his 21-year-old daughter. He says she was inside the mobile home when the small plane crashed Tuesday afternoon, engulfing the trailer in flames. National Transportation Safety Board Chief Investigator Dan Bogg says little is known about how the single-engine Cherokee 180 went down.
We do not believe right now there were any passengers, just one pilot on board, and we did not have any radio emergency calls at this time.
Bogg says the agency will review security footage of the crash and try to determine if there was anything wrong with the aircraft. Tony Winton, Palm Springs, Florida.
Volkswagen is already on the hot seat for allowing diesel cars and trucks to be sold with software that cheats emission tests. Now it says its new 2016 diesel cars and trucks may also contain suspect software.
Volkswagen's already under investigation by the EPA, the California Air Resources Board, and the Justice Department. And if the EPA finds that this second software on the 2016s was specifically designed to cheat on the test, then they've got more problems.
That's the AP's auto writer, Tom Krischer. Last night's Democratic debate was a success, no matter which campaign you listen to. Hillary Clinton's campaign team is particularly pleased with the way the email scandal was handled. But the AP's Cal Woodward tells us she still has some questions to answer on that score.
She hasn't said whether she told the State Department about her decision, whether to use a private server. She hasn't answered a lot of questions about how that was set up and operated. I think probably most important, she hasn't said what's been done to prevent hacking.
Bernie Sanders' campaign, meantime, says he's raised more than $1.3 million since the start of the debate, and social media measures indicate he's leading in Google searches. Israel's military has started deploying hundreds of troops in cities across that country as they try to quell Palestinian attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 70. This is AP Radio News. Religious freedom is facing increasing threats around the world. Secretary of State Kerry released a report today pointing to increasing threats to religious minorities in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. At a Washington news conference, Kerry said religious freedom extends beyond mere tolerance.
It demands that the practitioners of one faith understand that they have no right to coerce others into submission, conversion, or silence, or to literally take their lives because of their beliefs.
The report specifically points out attacks led by extremist groups like the Islamic State and Boko Haram. The top Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee is calling for the credit agency Experian to disclose more information about a data breach in which personal information on millions of T-Mobile customers was stolen. Senator Sherrod Brown wants to know how that breach happened and what changes Experian is making to keep it from happening again. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.